When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
1670 WTDY, Sly in the Morning.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman. Give him all your love to just one man. You'll have bad times, and he'll have good times, doing things that you don't understand. But if you love him, you'll forgive him, even though he's hard to understand.
So many think the story of Arnold Schwarzenegger is about Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't believe it is. This is from NBC.
Long, a shocking public confession.
California woke up today to a bombshell.
Hi, Arnold.
The state's former governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, acknowledged he fathered a child with a member of his household staff. It happened more than 10 years ago. An apparent reason why wife Maria Shriver left the couple's Brentwood mansion before they announced their separation last week. Schwarzenegger says he told his wife after he left the governor's office. There are no excuses, and I take full responsibility for the hurt I have caused. I have apologized to Maria, my children, and my family. I am truly sorry.
According to the LA Times, Schwarzenegger financially supported the mother and child from the very start. She's said to have worked inside the family home for 20 years and retired in January.
Shriver released her own statement. This is a painful and heartbreaking time. As a mother, my concern is for the children. In New York, reaction from Shriver's cousin, Patrick Kennedy.
Yeah, I talked to Maria. She's terrific. Love her to death.
Married in 1986, Schwarzenegger and Shriver have four children. The infidelity, says Schwarzenegger, happened before he ran for political office in 2003.
And this is why I'm going to run for governor of the state.
Accused of womanizing and sexual harassment at the time, it was Maria Shriver who then passionately defended her husband.
All right, here we go.
Listen to people who have never met Arnold or who met him for 5 seconds 30 years ago, or you can listen to me.
It was absolutely critical for Maria to be there, standing by her man after the groping allegations. It blunted those allegations.
The governor's indiscretion remained secret for over a decade.
I think he's just so disgusting. I just wish I could take my vote back.
Now it's the talk of the town, a man who many believe betrayed his wife and the trust of the state he once ran. Miguel Almaguer, NBC News, Los Angeles.
Why do we let politicians' wives vouch for them? We act as though somehow, and I shouldn't say we is the wrong word. You know, any woman that took Maria Shriver's word to vouch for Arnold Schwarzenegger's credibility as a human being is a fool. There's a lot of perks that go with being First Lady of California. First of all, you don't have to obey the cell phone ban while driving. Second of all, you get to push your causes. You get the limelight. She didn't even agree with his politics. But she got to be First Lady of California. California has more people than the entire country of Canada. California is a country unto itself. You don't think she knew he knocked up the maid or had some sort of relationship with the maid? Are you kidding me? She's dumping him now because she's done with him. He has no political future. She's used him up. She's the villain here. She's the villain. We knew he was a bum. We knew he was the Gropinator. He is the Sperminator. I am Arnold the Sperminator. The Gropinator. The Cadulator. The Rapulator. He's a bum. Of course we knew he was a bum before he got elected. But she goes on Oprah and it's like, no one knows him the way I do. Well, yeah, honey, you slept with him, but you were one of many. This is just a joke. We have these marriages of... Look at Sue Ann Thompson. Look at Sue Ann Thompson. She's put up with that bum for years. Tommy has been hopping from bed to bed to bed to bed to bed. And everyone knows it. And yet we still put this charade on that Sue Ann Thompson had objections to him. Sue Ann Thompson plays no role in Tommy's life whatsoever. The last time she saw his penis, TV was black and white. I am sick of these women vouching for their bum husbands.
Now, you march down to church and you talk to Sister Bridget right now about all these horrible things.
We got to tell this story. We got to tell this story. You're going to love this, Eric. Dylan had just started working for me, right?
A month. And I was going back to school in D.C. or something.
He calls me and he goes, Tommy Thompson's Health and Human Services secretary at the time. Or was maybe he was gone by that time. But whatever, he was, you know. It was post-governorship. Dylan calls me and said, Tommy Thompson's on my plane. And I said, Dylan, here's what I want you to do. I want you to walk up to the governor and ask him how Sister Bridget is.
Oh, I've heard this story. I like this story, though.
Yeah. So, Dylan, what happened next?
Well, I sat right across the aisle from him the whole time.
Uh-huh.
Exchanged some pleasantries about Sky Mall or something about, and he talked about where I was from and I went to school. And then right when we were leaving, at the end of the flight, you know, you're walking up that funny little terminal gate or whatever, right into the airport.
At National.
And I'm like, Governor Thompson, I saw Sister Bridget. I just wanted to let you know she says hi. And he turns around and gives me the dirtiest look anyone has ever given. Just pure disdain and hate. And he just, like, through gritted teeth says, thanks.
Sister Bridget was an acquaintance of the former governor. And a nun. Or former nun, whatever.
She was kind of his bad habit.
Well, believe me, he's had change of many habits.
Well, and if you don't, and anyone who runs on this family values crap deserves the ultimate in being called out.
Well, look, Arnold didn't run on the family values crap, but he, you know, let's face it, he has a serious problem. His went beyond sleeping with other people. His goes beyond Tommy's problem. He's the Gropinator, the Spermulator. 1670 WTDY, Sly in the Morning, real-time traffic with Sean Preble.
Well, Sly, we got a truck versus tree accident, 3200 block of Atwood, that's just near Old Brick Gardens there. Crews on the scene, it is causing delays both directions on Atwood. Again, truck versus tree accident there. Beltline travel right now, looking pretty good on our cameras, also looking pretty decent heading into the city inbound. John Nolan, University Ave, East Washington Park. With your Madison 1670 WTDY traffic, I'm Sean Preble.
Do you think I was responsible for that accident, Sean, when I said that Sue Ann Thompson hadn't seen Tommy's penis since TV was black and white?
You may be the cause.
So when Maria Shriver is acting all dejected now, does she have anyone to blame but herself? 321-1670, *123 on your U.S. cellular phone.
During the campaign, Schwarzenegger was accused of harassment by a dozen women.
I have behaved badly sometimes.
It was Shriver who said he'd changed.
He is an extraordinary father. He's an extraordinary husband.
On his Twitter page today, their 17-year-old son Patrick said he still loves his family, but he signed his tweet with the last name Shriver.
You're Arnold Schwarzenegger's son, and you drop Schwarzenegger. Oh, this is just priceless. This is wonderful. I am so glad that she's hurting. I am so glad that she's miserable because she was nothing but cover for him. And, you know, does anyone really believe? She didn't believe that those 15 women that came, 15 women came, 15 came forward with not marital indiscretion. The fact that he's a octopus. He's got these arms. It's like that thing twirling around at the car wash. Arnold's hands just can't stop moving around. Well, it's not the only thing that won't stop moving around. And she gets up on TV and she, no one knows him better than I do. Really? Did you notice the maid was knocked up? The maid was pregnant. Did you kind of wonder why your husband was sleeping in the maid's living quarters? Did that ring a bell? 321-1670, *123, on your U.S. cellular phone. You know, I'm just so sick of this feeling sorry for these women that are married to. By the way, I'm wondering if Mitch Daniels' wife, Sherry, you know, she went to California when she was divorced with.
He looks like Calvin Coolidge.
Who?
Mitch Daniels.
Oh, Calvin Coolidge. Well, same economic policies. Gilded Age again. *321-1670, *123 on your U.S. cellular phone. I mean, they all focus on Arnold. I'm like, this woman vouched for him, and yet it's like, oh, she's so nice. She's so, oh, just think of what she's going through. Tim, you're on 1670 WTDY.
But see, I really enjoy women who are like this, who sit there and know that their husbands are cheating, will sit there and look the other way the entire time and then act all completely surprised when it happens and then sit there and wallow and, oh, poor me. But he's still a nice guy.
Well, she's not saying...
I think
saying
it's hilarious.
She's not saying...
Well, I know she's not saying it's a nice guy now, but, you know, it's going to come out years from now. It's going to be like, oh, he was, you know, he was going through a time and I wasn't there for him. It's the poor pity victim.
Do you see how much weight she lost during that marriage?
Well, and everyone's seen that weight loss. Everyone knew that she knew. It was just kept in the closet forever. And then finally it came out, and now it's like, okay, well, we all knew it. Everybody knew it. He's the ejaculator.
Yeah. Well, there's that, too. Yeah. 321-1670, *123 on your U.S. cellular phone.
Maria, I have another baby.
Ave Maria.
Maria.
Maria. Bob, you're on 1670 WTDY.
I think maybe Arnold probably spent too much time with her uncles.
Maybe so. Oh, yeah. You know, you wonder why he got welcomed into the Kennedy family? Hell, that was just another pee in the pod.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah. But believe me, this is not a partisan issue by any stretch of the imagination. Any stretch of the imagination.
Rush Limbaugh was talking about how, you know, that IMF guy,
mm-hmm.
the Frenchman, that this is typical liberal behavior and we shouldn't expect it. What do you expect out of a socialist? Because Republicans never do anything.
You're
like
talking
this.
About Rush Limbaugh, who had a shipload of Viagra on his airplane to Puerto Rico. That Rush Limbaugh, who's on his fourth wife? Is it four or three?
I think it's four.
Bob, you're on 1670 WTDY.
Hey, good morning, Sly.
Good morning, Bob.
So does this now mean the Terminator is the inseminator?
Inseminator, sure. Spermulator, you name it. I mean, you can come up with every name possible. So what I'm looking for here, Bob, is a reaction to what I'm saying about, you know, is everybody just a little too shy to say anything bad about Maria Shriver?
I think so. I think, Arnold has always been this macho image, that we've seen over the, 20, 25 years or whatever, and he's gotten all the limelight, and she's been sitting back there with...
I disagree. She's gotten far more attention than most female politicians.
So?
Yes, absolutely. And he would not have won without her cover.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to wonder how many women got raped or groped because of her not blowing the whistle on him.